This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. Try as I might, although I always yearn for autumn, I cannot await its coming without realizing that it signals more than anything the end of things. Not everything, but some several, and certainly some I am loath to see depart. The balmy days, the long evenings, those garden annuals, and friends, neighbors, and family. Those are the hardest, and leave us hoping desperately that they will all at least reach their full growth, hopefully their prime, or far beyond it if they will, and pass with ease and a sense of life fulfilled. We take that deep hope to be something personal between us and those we love, but it is in us all, from time immemorial, and is at the seat of most of our legends. The whole bit about John Barleycorn, for instance, Wikipedia deals with that quite tidily. It's a British folk song, it's not a real guy, it's a cereal grain, and so on. But another website called Learn Religion goes farther to say that in English folklore, John Barleycorn is a character who represents the crop of barley harvested each autumn. Equally as important, he symbolizes the wonderful drinks which can be made from barley, beer and whiskey, and their effects. In the traditional folk song, the character of John Barleycorn endures indignities, most of which correspond to the cyclic nature of planting, growing, harvesting, and then death. That's pretty good, actually. They go on to mention that the song itself dates back to the reign of Elizabeth I, or the early 1600s. But the legend in all its forms has one basic message. You're born, you live your life with luck or without, and then you're hewn down, whether for bread and beer or just for biomass. There might be more later, but we don't know. As for barley, well, we'll save the seeds and do it all again next year. One of the hardest things for us as humans is acquiescing to the idea and then to the reality of death. We look to nature, and sure enough, life there is born, grows to maturity, if it's lucky, or not, and then it dies, and is reborn, and so returns to die again, on and on. The main task of virtually all our major religions is to help us come to believe, through stories, myths, and fables, just how and why this is so. And that somehow we'll be okay. But of course we have questions. Is it about something? Does it mean something? Do we? Some posit a heaven and hell. Some posit eternity. Some reincarnation. George Harrison of the Beatles said that to him it just didn't seem fair that we wouldn't get to come back until we get it right. But here's what it's about for me right now. I lost my oldest and closest friend 2 days before the harvest moon on September 11th. And I am staggered by how I feel about that. On the one hand, it is a totally unutterable loss. On the other, she seems to still be just around the corner, just beyond the doorway, not that far away. It is beyond my capacity to call her gone, especially when her going was so very sweet. She had a good death, a friend said. It's true, she did. Unorthodox, but very good. Due to an event that was not really planned, it just sort of happened. Some basic things had been decided, so that upon her passing, she was bathed by loved ones, including her dear wife, and wrapped in a beautiful cloth, and carried out to a simple bier outdoors in the shade of an ash tree as the sun leaned toward sunset. She was passionate about the outdoors, and it seemed fitting. She was surrounded by flowers harvested from her own generous garden, her fishing hat placed on her head. Meanwhile, the notice had gone out immediately on Facebook and on the Caringbridge website that she had passed. She would be leaving the farm shortly, and if anybody wanted to say goodbye, they were welcome to come. And by the time that hearse arrived, an estimated 20 to 30 friends had dropped what they were doing and drove out to her rural home, and they encircled the bier, each adding a flower, and they sang to her. She and Lois had hoped it would be something like that, but in execution, it was a completely spontaneous event. Nothing formal, nothing according to doctrine, no rites, those will come later. They just sang her goodbye. I arrived late, but was in time to be part of it. Then as dusk arrived and the almost harvest moon rose directly above her and her new road, she was spirited away across these Ozark Hills. It was just beautiful. Now some might say it was too earthy, too unorthodox. Others might claim they heard the moon say, "You're a bit early, not quite time for the harvest," to which she would probably have replied, "Time? What's time to me?" Those who knew her thought it was just about perfect. But in that moment, those who were left, standing in the moon's warm glow, waving farewell, knew something else as well. We knew deep in our souls that in that moment, the circle of life and seasons and time, they have all, by that effort, been kept intact. The circle, indeed, remains unbroken. This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills, celebrating that which does not end, the endless turning.
Everything turns, turn, turn. There is a season.